So we have Andrea Cascelli, who is the UK Competition and Markets Authority head. He's a real kind of merger control taskmaster. He has been vetoing deals left, right and centre over the last few years. We also have Commissioner Margrethe Vestager, who is also incredibly keen to regulate big tech, some would say almost out of existence. But I can talk a little bit more of that later, and we can sort of revert to the earlier slides.
So, as we sort of talked about, the waters are getting murkier, and it depends. You can think of sharks, I think, the way that Davina is talking about in terms of the companies, or you can certainly think about them in terms of the enforcers. One way to think about them is the enforcers. Okay, so in the United States, if you were thinking about enforcers as sharks, there are two main groups of sharks. Okay, one of them is the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission share and the Department of Justice, they share jurisdiction to enforce the antitrust laws, but they're slightly different. I'll get to that in just a minute. The FTC is an independent agency. It's headed by five commissioners, and no more than three of which can be from the same political party. Okay, so that's an important thing. With five, you need to have, if you want to vote out a complaint and take action, you have to have a majority. You have to have a majority. You have to have a majority that votes for a particular action. Ties break in favor of the parties. If it's tied, they cannot take action. All right. Currently, we have, again, five working members with Commissioner Bedoya's recent swearing in. That was just roughly about 2 weeks ago. During this time, the commission has largely been voting along political lines. And so the Republican voices, while they've been loud, they have been largely ineffective. Their primary effectiveness has been during times when there were just four commissioners, because, again, ties break in favor of the parties. If they don't vote, if the two Republican commissioners had not, one of them had not swung in favor of the way the Democrats had voted, then they were able to block certain action items that that maybe the chair would have wanted to take. So the chair, who you may have read about considerably, is Chairperson Lina Khan. Okay, Lina Khan is a 33-year-old chair. She's the youngest chair in history, and she wrote about 5 years ago this article that generated a lot of attention, and specifically for big technology. She wrote Amazon's antitrust paradox about 5 years ago while she was in law school. And that note helped spur a House subcommittee report, an investigation and a report, which was about 450 pages by Cicilline. And in that report, they identified a whole host of practices and essentially put four of the biggest U.S. companies in their crosshairs. That's Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. And Lina Khan served as special counsel to that House committee investigation. So she's now part of the commission that is got prosecutorial discretion over some of these companies. As you probably know, the Federal Trade Commission has sued Meta. Their first complaint got dismissed. We'll talk about this later, but then they just refiled, and that litigation is proceeding. She's also helped to investigate Amazon and its acquisition of MGM, which are in slightly different spaces. But it's clear, just as Davina said, that the FTC, like I think this more global phenomenon, is hosting they attribute a host of these social maladies to lax antitrust enforcement. All right, so at the Department of Justice, it's a little bit different. The background of the head, Jonathan Kanter, is slightly more conventional. He started his career like I did. We were both colleagues at the Federal Trade Commission. We started together. And he has 20 years of private practice experience. He represented big companies like Microsoft, Yelp, Uber, and Roku, among others. And in particular, he helped them lodge complaints against Google, which is one of the reasons why he's rumored to be one of the principal architects of the Department of Justice's lawsuit against Google. So you might ask yourself, why am I going into all this detail about these two different agencies if they both enforce antitrust laws? You might even ask yourself, why do we even have two different agencies if they're both enforcing the antitrust laws? I'll leave that second question to another day because that's a loaded question. But the first one is interesting because the agency that reviews your transaction matters because the process is different, and that can affect the outcome substantially. In particular for big technology, because that's the focus of this presentation, it's not consistent. The same agency doesn't review all of the big technology type issues that occur. So let me give you an example. Computer hardware, all right, so transactions that involve semiconductors and things like that, that goes to the Federal Trade Commission. All right, but computer software, things like Microsoft, go to the Department of Justice. These lines are blurring. You might even know about cases that actually flip. So take Microsoft-Activision, a current pending merger. That's actually not being investigated by the Department of Justice. It's being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission. These allocations were initially made about 15 years ago to try to create efficiency between these agencies. But what it does basically is it gives some parties predictability about what agency is going to review their deal, and the agency can gain some expertise. But the effects are very different. There are four key differences I just want to mention about why it matters, about whether your transaction is going to be reviewed by the Federal Trade Commission or the Department of Justice. And it affects risk, and it affects timeline, two key determinants of